One. KAYT. Praising the Lord.
This is God's Spoken Word with Prophet Johnson Lee Simpson, Jr. and Sister Luella Simpson of Alexandria, Louisiana. And now, today's broadcast.
Praise Him, praise Him, praise Him, praise Him, saints out there in radio land. Praise the Lord. Good morning on this beautiful, great, blessed first Sunday in April. This is Johnson Lee and Luella coming to you, God with God's Spoken Word Ministry. Matter of fact, I'm going to put God first. This is God's Spoken Word.
Amen.
With Luella and Johnson Lee Simpson coming to you on the behalf of the Lord Jesus Christ. Pray, baby, pray.
Lord, thank you for another day that the Lord has made. We're going to rejoice and be glad in it.
Say it,
Lord,
baby,
bless
say it.
All your saints everywhere. Bless all the bereaved family. Comfort their heart like never before.
Say it, say it.
Get a hold to all our children, loved ones, all of mine to be saved. Bless all the sick and shed in the hospital carrying from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
We speak healing in the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
Lord, we just thank you for everything you already done, what you're finna do.
Yes,
we
Lord.
We give you all the praise and all the honor because you worthy, worthy to be praised.
Worthy to be
praised. All these blessings we ask in Jesus' name.
And a special
prayer, Lord, for my husband.
Thank God for my wife. And a special prayer for the one that affected by the storm.
Amen.
Praying for the Marines and the one lost loved
yes,
one.
Lord.
Just praying all the way prayer
Amen.
For all the ones that affected by the storm, praise the
Amen.
Lord, we thank God.
Thank you,
all right, the message this morning, praise the Lord, is have you got it like the Bible says?
Have you got it like the Bible says?
I said, have you got it like the Bible says?
Amen.
I don't care how good you preach, have you got it like the Bible says? I don't care how many members that you pastor, have you got it like the Bible says? I don't care how much you prophesy and lay hands on the sicker. Have you got it like the Bible said?
Hallelujah.
I don't care how far you travel, how many hundreds and thousands of miles you travel. Have you got it like the Bible said?
Amen.
I don't care how many books you wrote, how many songs you sang, how many CDs, good God Almighty, that you put out, how many DVDs, that you done put out, all the mysteries you know and all that knowledge you know. Have you got it like the Bible says? I don't care what you're doing and how good you're doing it. Have you got it like the Bible says? Oh, Bishop, I don't care how many churches you over. Have you got it like the Bible says? Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, District Elder, I don't care how many districts that you over. Have you got it like the Bible says? I don't care how much you fast, how much you pray. Have you got it like the Bible says? Good God Almighty. And if you don't have it, like the Bible said, all you doing is in vain. All your preaching is in vain. Sisters, some of y'all preach good. Some of y'all writing books. Some of y'all sing good gospel songs. But have you got
preach
it like the Bible said? Sisters, if you deck down in your earrings and your makeup and your pot and paint and your toenail paint and your fingernail painted and your blouse open and your dress too tight and you're wearing pants, you don't have it like the Bible says. Oh, preacher, if your hair long as my wife, thank you, Jesus. And if you got an earring in your ear, and if your clothes too tight, if your pants hug you too tight, so you can see every crook and every wrinkle, you don't have it like the Bible says. Well, thank you, Jesus.
He said,
in his word, many going to say, Lord, Lord, God Almighty, and not going to enter in. Many going to say, Lord, I cast out devil in your name.
Amen.
I did all kind of wonderful things in your name. But he going to say, depart from me.
I never knew you. Hallelujah.
I know you're not.
Amen.
Your work is in iniquity.
Amen.
Why? Because you didn't have it like the Bible says.
Hallelujah.
The Bible says in St. John 3:5, Jesus answered, and verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of the water. Hear that water here.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, you got to be baptized. You can't get away from
Lord.
The baptism. Yeah, you got to go down in
Lord.
Jesus' name. That's the only way. You're going to get the sin washed off of you. Have you got it like the Bible says? If you got baptized in the other way, you got wet but nothing. And Jesus said, a man be born of the water and of the spirit. He cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That's it. That's the bottom line. That's all of it. That's the whole thing.
Amen. Right there.
If you ain't baptized in Jesus' name and filled with the Holy Ghost, you can't enter into the kingdom of God. That means you're going to hell. Have you got it? Like the Bible says, if you're not lining up with the Bible, you're going to hell. That's why Jesus said, hell in St. John 5:39, such the scriptures.
Yes, Lord.
God of my, such the scriptures. For in them you think you have eternal life. And they are which testify of me. How you going to testify of Jesus when you ain't got it right? How you going to preach the word, preachers, when you don't have it right?
How
you going to teach that word if you ain't got it right? How you going to write books about Jesus? They're writing books, but they ain't writing the books about Jesus. They write book on the Bible, but it's not about the Bible. Sometimes they write books and they're way off. They don't tell you nothing about Jesus. They don't tell you nothing about their sins. Have you got him? Like the Bible says, if you're not crying loud, it's better not to. Hallelujah. You don't have him. Like the Bible says, if you're not coming against fornication and adultery, hallelujah, and despiteful and weakness, if you ain't coming against lesbians and homosexual, if you ain't coming against murderers and hypocrites and false prophets and false apostles, God, and homemongers, and gambling, witchcraft, you don't have it like the Bible said. Hit it, baby, hit it.
Don't have it like the Bible said. You got to get baptized in the name, filled with the Holy Ghost, heaven, and speaking in tongues. Walk holy, talk holy. He said, be holy, for I am a holy God. We got to be holy, men and women of God.
Yes, Lord,
Walk holy, talk holy, look holy, look like a holy woman, man of God. I tell you, my God is a good God. Taste and see that my God is good.
Yes.
He waiting on y'all people. He calling y'all.
Amen.
He said, tell my people I'm coming. Tell them take on my name.
Uh-huh.
Be baptized in my name because I love them.
Yes.
I love them. Hallelujah. Take on my name.
Yes.
I'm waiting on him with his arm wide open.
Yes.
Come on to Jesus. Say. The answer's in Jesus.
Say.
All you got to do is put your mind on Jesus. Keep you in perfect peace. Who mind stayed on him.
Yes.
I love him. I love him more than ever. Then I won't take it back because God has been good to me down through the years and he's still being
good. Lord.
I thank him for everything he already
thank
done for
you. Amen.
God supply all your needs unto his riches and glory.
Have you got it? Like the Bible says, 1 Peter 1:15 says, but as he which had called it, you is holy, so be ye holy in all manners of conversation. Have you got it?
Like the Bible says,
somebody said, well, it ain't the clothes you wear. You're a lying wonder.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Somebody said, well, God look on the heart and not the outward appearance. You're a lying wonder.
Amen.
He said, be holy.
Yes,
holy meat everywhere. All over.
Amen.
You got to sanctify yourself from the head to the toe.
Amen.
Have you got him? Like the Bible says, preacher man, you can't walk around like no sweet daddy and like no honey daddy and call yourself a minister. How the most shutting up. I don't got how much word you got down in you. You got to live this word. How the Bible said, be doers of the word and not hearers only. Some of y'all got the word in you, but you ain't living the word. Greater than he. Greater is he that's in me, that he's in the world. If it's holy inside, you're going to dress outside. Have you got him? Like the Bible says, women, they're preaching the word. Pull off the pants. Pull off the earrings. Pull off the makeup.
Yes,
God Almighty, put on holiness. The Bible says in Romans 13:14, put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make not provision for the flesh. Pull it off. Pull it off. Put on holiness. God is calling for holiness. God is calling for holiness. God Almighty, he told the children of Israel when Moses went over there and brought them back on this side. He told them in Leviticus 11:44, be ye holy.
For I
am holy. Sanctify yourself.
Yes.
Come off from among them.
Uh-huh.
Be separated.
Yes.
Sanctify yourself.
Yes,
turn it loose. Let it go. Leave it alone.
Amen.
Sanctify yourself. God Almighty, if you preach them and got a girlfriend, you don't have it.
Bible
says.
Yes,
if you preach women and got a boyfriend, you don't have it. Like the Bible says. God Almighty, if you preach them and if you mean and grouch and low down, can't get along with nobody and talking all the time. Talking about each other.
Preach it.
God Almighty, you don't have it. Like the Bible says. He said, love one another.
Yes,
love one another.
Uh-huh.
That's how you're going to people
yes,
going to know that you are my disciple because you love
yes,
one another.
Another.
Oh, my sheep, come up, both shout now. Oh, my people,
yes,
I unleash the deaf angels among the land. Oh, my people,
yes,
you're disobedient. You're hard-hearted. You're stiff-necked. You won't obey.
Yes,
you won't hear my voice. You won't
yes,
hear my
yes.
promise. So how about she come up on? You have went against my word. So I have unleashed the deaf angels on the land.
Yes,
that's why I'm killing and murdering and raping and the storm
Jesus.
Over here and the storm
Jesus.
Over there. Cut God
Thank
him out.
Jesus.
Have you got him? Like the Bible says, you got to come clean.
Amen.
You got to come clean
Hallelujah.
And do what the Bible
yes,
says.
Lord.
You got to repent. Of your sins, and get baptized, and get baptized, and get baptized in Jesus' name. God,
yes,
that's the only way you can get your sin washed off of you. Have you got it?
Like the Bible says.
Like
Hallelujah.
The Bible says. Revelation 22:11 says,
mm-hmm.
He that is unjust,
let
him be unjust still. And he which is filled, let him be filled still. And he that is righteous, let him be righteous still. And he that is holy, looking at this,
let
him be holy still. And good God Almighty.
Thank you, Jesus.
And that 12th verse of the 22nd chapter of Revelation said, and behold,
holy.
I come quickly.
Quickly.
And my reward is with me to give every man,
according
every
to
woman,
work.
According to his work shall be. Do you have it like the Bible said? Y'all better come on in.
Amen.
Y'all better come on
yes,
in.
Lord.
Do you have it
like
the Bible
said?
If you gambling, and like the stretch off them numbers,
uh-huh.
you don't have it.
Yes,
like
Lord.
The Bible said.
Amen.
If you in fornication, how you shag
yes,
it,
Lord.
You don't have it.
Like
the Bible said. If you women run around here and dressing half naked and no. sitting up in church, showing all your parts of your body,
uh-huh.
you don't have it. Like the Bible said. God going to get you preachers
yes,
for letting
too.
Them do that.
Uh-huh.
God going to get you pastor
yes,
for letting
Lord.
In and everything come up in that church. You supposed to be
yes,
the
Lord.
Shepherd. Had to watch
yes,
out
Lord.
For the sheep.
Uh-huh.
You it would stop them. You got to put the
yes,
word out.
Sir.
You ain't got to go to them, send them some of them women and tell sister, you got to put some clothes
yes,
on.
Lord.
Sister, put this towel in front of you. Do it in a nice, respectful way. Have the urge to say, sister, just like that, you can't sit on the front
Amen.
Row. How about she come up a shot now? How come you're dealing with a soul? We
uh-huh.
don't want to make them mad and they leave the church. But say, sister,
yes,
sit
Lord.
In the back row
Thank
over
you.
Here. You can't sit like that.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. You got to respect God's house. You got to respect
right.
the Lord. And you got to respect the man of God.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus.
It's a certain way you got to come. You
Amen.
Don't go to jail just any kind of way. You don't
Amen.
Go to prison just in a way. You don't go to
Praise
the courthouse just in kind of way. Why you walk in God's house just any kind
Amen.
Of way? I put off them old cut up men, put off them old cut up jeans. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Do you have it? Like the Bible says,
say,
you
got to
stand for holiness.
Amen.
You got to stand for holiness.
Help
old sheep come up.
Yes,
Hebrew 12:14 said, follow peace with all men and holiness.
Yeah.
God,
no man
with holiness. With no, without no man shall see the Lord. What you saying, preacher? If you ain't got the Holy Ghost, you're going to hell.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
if
Lord.
You don't line up with this word, you're going to
Amen.
Hell. You got the sixth book of the Bible.
Yes,
you
Lord.
Got to line up with them. You got to do what they
yes,
say.
Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
and I admonish y'all that they start in Matthew and read on the Revelation. The Old Testament is good, but we in the New Testament
uh-huh.
now. Hallelujah. We are under grace.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
man
Jesus.
Can have no two or three wives like they did in the Bible because God winked at the ignorance. Now he command all, man. Hallelujah. They repent.
Yes,
Thank
Lord.
You, Jesus. They worship the Isle of God. You can't worship no Isle of God. He said, thou shalt have no other God
before
me. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes,
and if you're doing anything you want to do, hallelujah. Hey, you could God Almighty.
You
have both sheep come on. You don't have it
Preach
like
it.
The Bible said. Do you have it like the Bible said? Oh, do you have it
yes,
like
Lord.
The Bible said?
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Run. Run to Jesus.
Run to Jesus.
Run. Because all this destruction.
Hallelujah.
Run.
Because
all this killing. Run.
Thank you, Jesus.
Run to Jesus.
Yes,
the
Lord.
Devil on the rampage.
Uh-huh.
Run.
Yes,
One
Lord.
Thing I found out. All this killing. All this storms of killing. One thing I found out. Can't nothing on this earth happen unless God
Amen.
Allow it to
happen.
God got a reason. God got a reason. Killing her. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes,
but do you have it Like the Bible said, you got to walk in the Word. Uh-huh. You got to walk in Psalm 91.
Yes,
you got to walk in Psalm 23.
Yes,
you got to walk in Psalm 19. You got to walk in Psalm, thank you, Jesus, 27. You got to walk in Psalm, hallelujah, 25. You got to do what Psalm 150 said.
Praise
the Lord.
Praise
the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Yes.
Do you have it? Like the Bible said. Do you have it?
Yes, Lord.
Do you have it?
Hallelujah.
Do you have it like the Bible said? Yes, I got it. Yes, I got it. Yes, I got it like the Bible said. Yes, I got it. Yes, I got it. Yes, I got it like the Bible said. Well, we gone. In the name of Jesus. Thank God for my wife.
Thank God for my
wife. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Jesus. You've been listening to God's Spoken Word with Prophet Johnson Lee Simpson, Jr. and Sister Luella Simpson. Trailblazers for Jesus. You can correspond with them at P.O. Box 8321, Alexandria, Louisiana 71301, or phone them at 919-394-8262. Be sure to join us next time for God's Spoken Word. Crime Stoppers pays up to $2,500 for information leading to an arrest. Crime Stoppers pays, and you never give your name, and you never appear in court. No one knows but you and Crime Stoppers. Crime Stoppers reports the crime to the police, so you're never involved. Your life, your family, your home, your neighborhood, they're too precious to just give it to criminals. Get paid up to $2,500. 443-7867. 443-STOP. Don't ignore crime in your neighborhood. If you see something, know something, then say something. Crime Stoppers. 443-7867. 443-STOP. KAYT, Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9.
Praising him.
So many times we feel lost because we've strayed away or somehow lost our way. And you feel that what you've done you cannot recover from. But remember the word says, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Forgive me. It's me again. Forgive me, O Lord. It's me again. I've disobeyed your word. I've slipped out of your will. Regretful I stand. Again. forgive me, O Lord. It's me again. I've disobeyed your word. I've slipped out of your will. Remorseful I stand. Me again. I challenge you today to say it. Come on. Forgive me, Lord. It's me.